Welcome to the Consistent 5K Club. I'm Elise Coulson, your host. I'm a K-12 educator turned VA turned business coach. I've helped over 50 plus moms and women just like you create sustainable businesses as service providers. I'm here to give you quick, tangible tips and tricks to take your online service provider business from those 1 to 2K months to reaching those consistent 5K months without burnout or having to create digital products or even an agency. Through this podcast, I will be sharing with you the habits needed to create consistent 5K months. These habits will allow you to run a sustainable and successful business that supports your dream life and finally experience the freedom you've been craving ever since starting your online business. If you're ready, hop in those headphones and let's get to it. Hey friends, welcome back to the Consistent 5K Club. Today's episode is going to be a fun one, especially if you're like me and you like planning things and doing reflection stuff, because today we're doing a bit of an audit, given that it is the beginning of April. We're going to do a bit of an audit of the last month, and I'm going to walk you through a thing that I've been doing with my coaching students since the beginning of the year. And then I'm going to walk you through some questions to ask yourself to essentially do a bit of an audit for the last quarter and moving into the new quarter. So this is an episode that you can continue to come back to and listen to quarter after quarter to really do that audit of yourself. If you are simply just moving into the next month or to the next quarter and thinking to yourself like, well, that didn't quite go the way that I wanted to go, guess we'll hope and try again this next time. Like, we need to do something different. You are not running a business like a business owner. You are running a business like a person who's trying to make money working from home. And that's fine if that is you. And if we bring a little bit more realization, analysis into what we're doing, you are going to be a lot more likely to move yourself forward and not just kind of like absentmindedly hoping and wishing that you accomplish the goals that you've set for yourself. Okay. So we are going to start with the thing that I've been doing with my group coaching students since the beginning of the year. And it's actually been really profound to see and even like do it in my own business as well. So the thing that we've been doing at the beginning of the month, looking back at the month that just passed, and really pulling out the big wins. And the reason why we're doing this is so that at the end of the year, even if you don't hit like the great big goals that you had for the year or miss financial goals or those sorts of things, you still have 12 examples of ways that you were successful and you won this year. And I would definitely encourage you to write down as many that you can possibly think of. And they don't have to be tangible things. They can be mindset things that you've worked through. They can be how you handle a situation now versus like how you would have handled a situation the month before or whatever. So the thing that I want you to do is I want you to sit down, set a timer for yourself for like 3 minutes, find yourself a sticky note and write down the things that you did last month that are worth celebrating. And spoiler, all of the things that you accomplish are worth celebrating. That's really big. Even the little teeny tiny things that don't feel like they're big, those are the things that absolutely matter. So make sure that you write those down. So you can go ahead and pause this episode so that you can do that real quick. And then I would put them someplace that you can come back to later. If you can remember the wins that you had from February and January, do those ones too. Even just one is a win that you didn't have written down beforehand. And keep those in a space that you can come back to and add and like reference as the year continues to progress. Because I think sometimes we beat ourselves up for things but never really take the time to celebrate the big things and the little things and the things that don't feel like they should matter, but really make such a huge and profound impact. Okay, now let's move into the quarter reflection. And this is really important. If you are not running your business, doing some sort of reflection and then goal setting and goal planning into the next quarter, into the next month, into the next week, you are relying so much on and being reactionary to what's happening around you. And then it's no wonder that you wake up at the end of the, or not wake up, but like look up at the end of the year and it's like, dang, I didn't accomplish anything I wanted to be accomplishing. Which is also a story that we tell ourselves because we do actually accomplish a lot of things, even if they're not actually the things that we wrote down and thought we were going to accomplish. So without further ado, here are the different things that you can be asking yourself, reflecting upon, so that you can continue to move yourself into this next quarter and make this next quarter more quote unquote successful than the quarter before. And here's the caveat, my friend. You are the person who determines your success. What success looks like to you doesn't have to look that way to anybody else. It doesn't have to be a money goal. It doesn't have to be a number of clients goal. It doesn't have to be any of those things. It can honestly be that you got up and got yourself ready like when you said you wanted to, because you're taking better care of yourself. Your goals matter, and you get to determine what success looks like. So here we go. Here are the things that you, the questions you are going to ask yourself to set yourself up for even more success moving into this quarter. So the first one, did you accomplish your big goals from last quarter? If you're like, Elise, I didn't have any big goals, then the answer is no. And then you're going to put down some reflection of like why you didn't have any big goals. And again, you determine what a big goal is. Nobody else does. The next question, what do you need to adjust for this upcoming quarter? So if you didn't make any goals, the first thing that we're going to need to adjust is to put some like goalposts in front of us so we know where we're going. Put some landmarks out there. A lot of times we don't do that because we're afraid that we're going to fail. And so if we just don't make the goal, then we can't possibly fail, except that then you've already failed because you didn't make the goal in the first place. It's okay to fail. Learning comes from failure. And the faster you fail, the faster you learn. Question three, what is something you accomplished this quarter that you are proud of? What is something you accomplished this quarter that you are proud of? Number four, what did you struggle with? Here's another thing that I would like love for you to know and accept and acknowledge. Reflection is the fastest way to growth. You have to know and be really honest with yourself about the things you struggled with. Ask yourself why. And if the thing that you're writing down is that like your mindset kept getting in the way, cool. What are you going to do differently then? What are some action steps that you need to take so that doesn't continue to be a problem? So then the next piece is really about your income. And so if you do not have an income goal, you don't have to do these things. But if we're being really honest, like as much as I am not money motivated, I need money in order to continue to run my life and my business. And so you need to know your numbers, whether or not you have an income goal. That doesn't need to be the thing that defines your success. However, if you need a certain amount of income to do X, Y, and Z, you need to be aware of what those numbers are. So, current income standings, you can do the entire quarter, you can do your monthly like retainers, whatever it is. I would do the entire quarter. How much did you bring in through the entire quarter? And then what is the next quarter's projected income standings? So like if nothing changed, if you kept all of your retainers the same, what are you projected to bring in? The other way that you can look at that is like, I want to be making this amount of money for the entire next quarter, and then breaking it down for yourself as to what that means, how many clients you need to bring on, how many clients you need to gain. The next question or next like piece of information to write down is your upcoming quarter goal or focus. What is the thing that you want to do? And then take some time and write out what action steps do you need to take in order to accomplish that goal. Don't just give yourself a goal. We need the action steps to take so we can get there. And then I would recommend that you break that down into the next 3 months. What does this current month's goal need to be? What does next month's goal need to be? What does the following month's goal need to be in order to hit that bigger quarter goal? And if you have questions about any of this, if you're running into some blocks, feel free to send me a message. I'd love to walk through it with you. It doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't have to be this thing that we tell ourselves the story of like, I'm going to make the goal, but I'm not actually going to accomplish anything because I never do, that sort of thing. That internal voice is not helping you. All right. Let's have a great quarter. Let's have a great month. Seasons are finally changing. Thank goodness. We'll set ourselves up for having an amazing summer that is so fun with our children. What does this quarter need to look like in order to make that happen? All right. Have a lovely day. Know that I love you and I am thinking of you. And if you need anything, please reach out. My friend, thank you so much for spending time with me today. It means the world to me. I would love for you to leave a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts and share this episode over on Instagram. Make sure you tag me at Elise_Coulson_. By sharing and reviewing the podcast, you are helping to spread the word so we can help as many service providers as possible avoid burnout and actually get to living the life they've been dreaming of. See you in the next episode.